I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in our Fargo studio. In our Bismarck studio, we have root seller Sue Balcom. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
I'm so happy to be here.
You want to talk about garlic scapes?
Well, yes, because, you know, it's farmer market season, and it's been a cold, wet spring, and things are not quite there yet to have, like, abundant bunches of vegetables, but you can find garlic scapes because garlic, of course, is planted in the fall, and it is wonderful to be able to use every part of a plant. So I have some recipes for garlic scapes, and I just harvested a whole bunches of them, and now we will wait for our garlic, of course, to come out of the ground. But yeah, while you're waiting for the big vegetables of the year, you should be looking for things like garlic scapes and maybe some young onions and lettuces and peas, because we had such a cold spring, they should be readily available at your market.
Well, when you talk about garlic scapes, I know about the bulbs. That's the part we buy in the store typically. The scape is the stalk? What is it?
Actually, the scape is the garlic thinking that it's time to reproduce. And so it sends up this little shoot in the middle of its stalk, and it kind of makes a curly cue like my hair does when it's really humid outside. And then it has kind of a pointy little thing on the end that looks or resembles an onion when it goes to seed. So in order for you to get good garlic bulbs, you want to absolutely pull those out of your garlic, and pull them out when they're young because they're way more tender. And then you can make some absolutely fabulous things like garlic scape pesto, which is one of my favorite things to make in the spring.
So this has the essence of garlic flavor as well?
Yes, but it's a little milder. You can chop it up and use it in stir fries. We kind of like suck on them like a piece of wheat, you know, like you see a farmer stick a piece of wheat in his mouth. Well, we walk around with garlic in our mouths all the time. Keeps the vampires away.
I do that with chives.
Might quell the husband, too.
Well, you know, they said that nobody associated with those old Germans from Russia because I always smelled like garlic. And so people kind of steered clear of them on the street. Because, you know, actually, if you eat enough, you kind of like sweat that smell right out of your pores. But it's so good for you. Garlic is really, really healthy thing to eat.
I'm pretty convinced in my non-professional, never went to medical school opinion that the amount of garlic I eat and the complete lack of mosquito bothering.
Oh,
yeah. I think so.
Well, now would be a good time to start consuming those scapes because the mosquitoes are coming out to roost.
And it was
or whatever
so
they do.
Wet, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the pesto. What else can you do with these garlic scapes?
Well, you can make a compound butter, which, of course, is simply just butter that has been softened, and you can add herbs to it. And so you chop, chop, chop that garlic scape up, and you put it in there. And like you said, Doug, it's not as sharp as regular garlic toes are. So you get a mild garlic flavor. If you are stir-frying with it, you want to add tons of it because, you know, when you heat garlic, it loses some of its pungency.
Mm-hmm.
But the garlic pesto, of course, is simply made like basil pesto, only you substitute the garlic scapes for the basil. And you can use sunflower seeds. You know, we talked about sunflowers in North Dakota not too long ago, instead of walnuts if you want to really be local. But hummus, who doesn't love hummus? With wonderful chickpeas and garlic scapes. And you can make your hummus like you normally do, and instead of putting in other ingredients like dried tomatoes, you put in your chopped garlic scapes.
I know that I have had garlic scapes before, but not very much. And I'm trying to think, like, texture and consistency. How does it compare to, like, a chive? Is it just a little bit harder?
They are. They're a little bit harder. And it used to be that all of the people – see, one of the things you have to grow up here is hard-neck garlic. The soft neck doesn't grow very well in this colder climate of ours. I wonder if that has anything to do with the people up here now that I think about that. We're all kind of hard necks, aren't we? Anyway, never mind. So we're growing hard neck garlic, and so they are stiffer, but when you cook them, they'll soften up. And I've chopped them up and put them in my sourdough bread before, and they're totally palatable that way. Mm. And, of course, you know, when you're making hummus and or garlic scape pesto, you are using your little blender or Cuisinart, and that way you'll get them chopped up really, really fine. They are wonderful. You can make a really nice garlic scape dressing the same way with a little olive oil and vinegar and garlic scapes.
Mm, that sounds delightful.
Oh, God, I'm telling you, I cannot wait. The best thing ever is, like, if you can get a hold of some fresh carrots and use that pesto as a dip for fresh vegetables.
Mm.
Yummy, yummy.
That salad dressing sounds like a really nice way to preserve garlic scapes. What other ideas do you have?
You can actually freeze them. So you can freeze them whole, you know, cut the bottom end off and cut that seed bulb off the top of it and just lay them on a cookie sheet, freeze them, and then throw them in a Ziploc bag. That way you can count how many scapes, you know, like if it says 8 scapes and whatever else, you can pull them out 8 at a time. But I use mine chopped more often than that. So I actually chop mine up, and I always lay my fruits and vegetables on a cookie sheet and freeze them. And then they don't stick together in the bags, and you can remove as much as you need. You can also make garlic scape ice cubes. And you can do this with other herbs, too, that you don't want to ever, of course, preserve garlic in oil in your refrigerator, because that's conditions for things like botulism and other stuff. So you don't want to do that to preserve the garlic. But freezing it's perfectly okay. I've actually dried garlic, you know, chopped up garlic before and preserved it that way. But garlic is an easy plant to... Like, I still have garlic from last year. Like, when the toes are ready and you get them out of the ground at just the right time, they will last for a really long time. But in the spring, when we're anxiously awaiting those fresh fruits and vegetables, garlic scapes are the way to go, and they're good for you.
Sue, have you ever been to Gilroy, California, the capital of garlic in the United States?
No, but they have a big garlic festival don't they? And they put garlic in everything.
I have been there, and the whole town smells like garlic, and you're right. You can buy garlic jelly. You can buy garlic anything.
How about garlic wine? Do they make a garlic wine?
I hope not yet.
Ashley, garlic ice cream.
I was just about to say, I have been told you can make garlic ice cream. I've not tried it. I would totally try that. Yep.
Good.
I'll report
you.
Back.
Okay, you let me know, because, yeah, I think I'm going to keep mine in my salad instead. So,
well, we've touched on garlic, and, of course, every week we talk with Root Cellar Sue in our Main Street Eat segment here on Main Street about foods that might be in season, might want to take a good look at. So always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure for me to be here also.